Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The presidential candidates are in a whirlwind of campaigning ahead of Election Day. Both President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will visit Minnesota and Wisconsin today. They both campaigned in Tampa on Thursday. From member station WUSF, Stephanie Colombini reports Biden hosted a drive-in event while Trump held a rally with thousands of people.
Keeping a six-foot distance wasn't an option for Trump supporters packed around his stage. Make America Great Again hats were in abundance. Masks, not so much. Sam Johnson let his hang off his chin. He says he felt safe and enjoyed the break from coronavirus woes.
Everybody here is happy. There's no one frowning, whining, crying, complaining. Everybody's happy.
Later that evening, a couple hundred people sat near their cars spread out on a lawn at Biden's rally. For Jeannie Baldy, the distance was welcome.
Having people shoulder to shoulder at a rally is unconscionable with the numbers where they are in the state of Florida right now.
Rain eventually chased away Biden supporters, while heat caused some people at the Trump rally to collapse. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
In the Houston area, more voters have cast ballots during early voting than in the entire 2016 election. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on record early turnout in the most populous county in Texas.
Harris County residents have cast 1.3 million votes so far, the same amount of total ballots cast in 2016. The county surpassed voting totals Thursday evening during its first and only night of 24-hour voting. Harris County Clerk Chris Hollins made the announcement at a drive-in concert at NRG Stadium, the county's election headquarters.
We have passed the entire voter turnout from 2016 in Harris County.
Polls have former Vice President Joe Biden trailing just slightly behind President Donald Trump in Texas, which is typically a red state. Texas historically has low voter turnout. It's on track to be the first state to surpass its 2016 total turnout. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
How many people are in U.S. hospitals with COVID-19? NPR has learned that the federal government has this information, and it shows which hospitals are in danger of being overwhelmed. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports this data is not being publicly shared.
There are graphs that show hospital trends, capacity in intensive care units, ventilator use, and more. And it appears to be circulated every day to a fairly limited group of about 40, mostly staff at the Department of Health and Human Services. And public health experts we talked to say these data could be really helpful in the fight against this virus, but they can't get access to the data.
NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are much lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 382 points, or about 1.5%. The NASDAQ is down more than 280, or 2.5%. This is NPR News. A powerful earthquake in the Aegean Sea has rocked both Greece and Turkey. The U.S. Geological Survey says its magnitude was 7. Officials in Turkey say at least 4 people have been killed and 152 others have been injured. At least one large building in western Turkey has collapsed. The Trump administration has notified some congressional committees that it plans to sell advanced F-35 fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates. This follows that country's peace deal with Israel. This is drawing concerns from Democrats and from some in Israel, as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Joe Biden's foreign policy advisor, Tony Blinken, spoke to reporters.
We do, though, have concerns about what commitments may or may not have been made to the UAE with regard to the F-35.
Senator Bob Menendez and House Foreign Affairs Chair Elliot Engel, both Democrats, said the administration was rushing a deal that would change the military balance in the Mideast. Until now, the only country given the F-35 was Israel. Israel's defense minister accuses Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of negotiating behind his back to approve the F-35 sale to the UAE. Netanyahu withdrew his objection to the sale after the U.S. promised to upgrade Israel's own military equipment. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has finished a visit to Vietnam. He's been in Southeast Asia, urging nations to reject China's influence in the region. Pompeo has taken the same message to Indonesia, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and India in the past several days. China is rejecting Pompeo's message. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.